In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, and welcome to the Sunday special episode of the You Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It's always good to be here with you on a Sunday special, Jordana. We just got through Thanksgiving. We're heading to the holiday season, baby.
I know. I'm sure we were recording this before Thanksgiving, but if it was anything like you described it on Wednesday's episode, I'm sure you will be recovering on your couch.
That's right.
Somewhere.
Fat and gross and hungover. That's me on Thanksgiving for at least 3 days after Thanksgiving. But let's do the Sunday special. Listen, people, we love doing these. If you have a screenshot and you want us to unpack the screenshot and the situation, send it to UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. And these are the perfect episodes to share. We want you to share these ones. They're small, they're edible, they're perfect for giving as the gift to your friend who's in dating peril, right?
Exactly. You'll know someone to send this to.
Let's do it.
All right. Hi, J&J. First of all, love the pod. It's basically a beacon of light in all the darkness and craziness of dating. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. You're welcome. Always a pleasure. Okay, so question. If a guy asks you out to a specific place but does not set the specific time to meet, just dinner, and then goes dark until literally right before said evening and pops back up like a gopher, what the heck does that mean? Backstory, chatted with this guy in an app for like 5 days. He asked me out to lunch or dinner. Lunch or dinner. That's the first problem.
What do you think of that if someone was like a lunch date? Like, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would like not be like extremely offended, but I don't like to have meals with people I've never met before. So I prefer a coffee date to a lunch date.
Mm-hmm.
But like if dinner date also not great, but better than a lunch date.
I'm more bothered by the indecision. Lunch or dinner, whatever right. You say. No. You either ask me or you don't. Like, are you proposing a play? Yeah, be a man. Fucking sack up, dude.
Right.
I hate
you've said this before.
That.
There's so few opportunities to really be a man. Pick the meal.
This is it. Like, dude, you ask someone or you don't. Don't do, well, maybe we could, you know, because then it doesn't look as excited. You don't look excited, which is
right.
Probably
and then
a
there's
lot of
like,
the problems here.
The more mysteries around the time and place of the date, it's not, I think, the worse, the less exciting it is. Because I'm
there
like,
was,
I don't really know what's going on. I can't get in this mindset.
On this subject, you know I'm a big fan of The Bachelorette. Last night's episode, one of the guys, Zach C., I know we're like weeks ahead of when this happened, but there was a very specific moment on last night's episode. It was the first one where Tayshia was in the house. Zach C. pulls Tayshia aside, gives her a penny, and he has a penny, she has a penny, and they sit by a fountain. And he looks at her and he goes, let's make a wish. We won't tell each other what the wish is until later on as we get to know each other. And now, 3, 2, 1, they threw it behind them, and the plip-plop falls in the fountain. Tayshia looks at him and she goes, I love that. And it's like, that is everything you need to know about how easy it is to impress a woman on a date. He came in with a plan. He popped a penny out of each of his loafers. 2 cents it cost him to capture Tayshia's heart in a 10-minute conversation. Just because he had direction, he had a plan. It was a little cheesy, but not too cheesy. Don't tell me your wish yet. We'll tell each other later. And it cost him 2 pennies. To
right.
be a stud. It cost him a plan and 2 pennies. That's how much it costs to be a formidable dating partner. So if you're out there going, hey, well, maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday. Well, we could get lunch or dinner. No. I'm pretty positive. And Jordana, you please disagree with me. Most women after a nice conversation where you've gotten to know each other, it's felt like the right, a little bit of a connection. Hey, this has been great. I'd love to get drinks. Tuesday, 8 p.m., I'll choose a space, but let me know what area of town works best for you. But if there's any place, I'll find a place. But it,
that's
does
the
that
hottest
work?
Thing you can do. The only thing I would add would be like Tuesday or Thursday. Give them, because they're
fine.
On the chance that they are busy.
I'm free Tuesday, Thursday, 8 o'clock both nights work. And you let me know which night works, and then I'll find a place. Boom.
Yeah. That's
and it's
great.
Like,
I agree.
The idea of like, well, maybe lunch or dinner, or maybe we'll do a brunch or maybe a snack. It's like, you just look not right.
Just pick.
Go with it.
Yeah. So he asked me out to lunch or dinner at the specific Mexican place, and I gave him my number to transition to text to actually plan the date. He proposes lunch the next afternoon at 12, and I say I have loose plans already for the afternoon and ask if he would be okay with planning something for later in the afternoon or during the evening instead to be safe. He says, no problem, let's plan for dinner. And then the comma goes back and forth about how great this restaurant is and sort of ends because we'll be meeting the next day anyway. I was the last person to text, then nothing. Nothing that morning, nothing that afternoon, and nothing to confirm our dinner date until 4:36 the day of. Please see attached conversation for the convo. Do you want to read the convo and then we'll finish the email?
Let's do it.
All right. So
I'll be him.
Okay.
Me too. It's the pork belly tacos. I guess brownie points for me. Ha ha. Upside down smiley face.
Ha ha. For sure. Everything is so good there.
You still down to clown tonight? 4:36 p.m. That was the... Dude! You still down to clown tonight?
Down to clown. That is like the last thing we want to do is clown with someone.
It just sounds like he's like the guy who works at the Max and Saved by the Bell, the magician. You down to clown tonight?
Hey, I hadn't heard from you or a specific time, so I assumed we weren't going to meet. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Sorry about the confusion. Okay, sorry about the confusion.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women. including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15. Sure, it's honestly, I really did write this date off as not happening and was kind of annoyed because it's not hard to send a so sorry something came up text to cancel on his end. I am someone who plans ahead and I'm taking dating kind of seriously, so this guy wouldn't have been a match for me anyhow with how he handled this. So it's fine, I'll be kind of rude. But what does this mean when someone does this? Is there actually, if there actually had been confusion, wouldn't he have been more apologetic and or proposed a new time to meet? Or was he just out with his friends and leaving it as a game time decision if he wanted to ghost or actually meet up? Or was he trying to lead this more to casual town? I'm so confused. Please help. Sincerely, got gophered. P.S. What the fuck does down to clown even mean? Was he drunk? LOL. Thank you so much for all that you both do.
I don't think this is a decision of was he just out or like she wrote leaving it as a game time decision if he wanted to ghost or actually meet up. I don't think that's the decision. I think it's a decision of do I want to go out or not. It's not like ghosting you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, here's my issue with her with writing in. Okay. She could have texted him that morning and been like, hey, are we still on for tonight? What time were you thinking? Like, I don't think I can see why you'd be annoyed that the person wasn't like texting you, but it does seem like you can take a little bit of this into your own hands.
I'll defend her where considering how we got here. When it's a guy going, how about this? When the plan becomes you kind of inching this along, you just want them to make a fucking move. So like him going lunch or dinner. Oh, let's do tomorrow at 12. Let's, you know, this happens a
keeping
lot with dating
vague.
Apps. Yeah. And it's like, this happens a lot with dating apps where someone's like, why don't we, hey, I'm free now. And you're like, well, no, that's not how I want to get together at all. That doesn't feel good at all. And people do this all the time because I think what people do this is because they don't want to be, they know that it probably won't happen, but at least they look like they're trying to make it happen.
Right. But if they really wanted to happen, it would be very easy to just be like, tomorrow, 8, I'll see you there. Whatever.
Boom, 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 boom. Like they would have, just like we were discussing before, like the date would be made. The idea, this guy is sitting there. I don't know if he's like angling at something, but he doesn't really care about getting to know you. It feels like he's trying to get this date in casually and then see what happens from there. Like it it feels like he gets to live in the land of like, oh, I did get back to you. I didn't ghost you. I didn't do this. It's like being just nice enough to see what you can handle.
Right. But you don't think there's no way he wants to like seriously date, you're saying, with this kind of.
No, I don't. I think he, but I think he knows better than this. I think.
You think he's playing dumb?
He's playing dumb. It has to be because I've been this person where I'm like, 4:30, hey, what's the plan tonight? And you just be just nice enough because you're like, I kind of want to go out with them. I kind of want them to not want to go out with me. I kind of want to like, you know, I'll do this date if I have to. To me, he's still deciding between his couch and the date.
Right. But to me, she kind of is too. Because if she wasn't, she would have texted to me like earlier that day and just confirmed that it was on. Like if she really really wanted to go on the date, she'd make sure she was going on the date. So I think it's almost like, yeah, this guy's like not that into it, but it seems like she wasn't really that into it either. Like like a good example of like a dating app date setup that neither of the people really want to go on.
Yeah. And I think that happens a lot. I think that happens a lot more than maybe people want to admit. And it's like, you know, you should be like, especially someone who says they're taking dating seriously. So she's like, well, I have a date, so I should go on it. You know, like this.
Right.
This is my business. I have to go through with it. I told myself I would do this.
Right. And I've been in her shoes too, where I've been like, okay, like this guy I'm supposed to, I haven't met him yet on the dating app. He's texting me. Like, he hasn't texted me yet. We're supposed to have this date tonight. I kind of wouldn't, like, would be like fine if he like didn't wind up texting me, because then I wouldn't go, like, I wouldn't feel like I'm the one who's like not going. But if he does text me, I'll go. But then, like, at this, probably like, it's too late now. Like, now I have like an out. I don't know.
I've been in the situation where it's like 11 a.m. and I'm like, I got to make this plan now, or I need to cancel it in an hour.
Right.
I've been there. I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
Like, where you're going, you don't really decide on whether you're going to go on the date or not until 11 a.m. that morning for a lot of times. Where it's like,
because there's a lot of people on dating apps that you could go out with and you could easily like not.
Yeah.
Like very few people are you like, I am so excited to go on this date, because you've never met them. So
never met them. You have no skin in the game. You don't really care about disappointing them, because it's not really embarrassing to you. They can't really go to anybody else. And at 11 o'clock you go, should I text this person? Then sometimes you'll push it off. You're like, if they haven't texted me yet, maybe they don't even want to go out.
Right.
And then you push it off. And then it's 4:30. It's like, down to clown, Charlie Brown. And they're like, what?
I've already mentally gotten over going on this date.
Yeah, to me, he was let off the hook. Like, he was like, okay, I'm not a dick anymore. Sorry for the confusion. Gotta go. Like,
right.
It is funny that they had all these conversations about this Mexican place and it just didn't happen. Like,
right. But it didn't happen, I think, because neither of them really wanted to go. So I think that, like, we should accept that. Like, I do think obviously someone should give you like a time or like a confirmation for a date. That's obviously the ideal situation. But if I really wanted to go out with someone and they hadn't texted me by then, I would have already texted them.
I mean, you're right. You're absolutely right. The real solution to this, and not a lot of people do this because they're afraid of how they look, is she writes, he proposes lunch the next afternoon at 12. And I say, I have loose plans already for the afternoon, and ask if you would okay planning for later in the afternoon or doing the evening instead to be safe. At the moment he goes, hey, let's just get this in today at 12. I would have gone, you know what? I'm looking to go on dates. This isn't the type of date I'm looking to go on. I wish you only the best, but I don't think we're the match.
Okay.
Like, at that point, like, why are we chasing after dates with people we half want to go on the dates with that are shitty dates?
If someone proposes
plans.
A lunch date, it's over. It's already over.
Yeah. Like you're trying to get this in under the wire, like we're under a deadline. Like, this is supposed to be fun.
We're supposed to both be excited.
Like, I don't need to eat this at Mexican place at 12 in the afternoon on a Tuesday. Like,
No one's excited for a lunch date with a stranger.
At all. That's a business meeting.
Right.
You know, like, it's like,
I agree with that.
Yeah. So it's like, I think we have to be more okay with these people that we don't know just going, you know what? This planning is beneath my standard. I think that's okay. Hey.
Yeah.
You plan dates in a way that's turned me off. Gotta go.
Yeah. And then
you
save yourself some time.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's either on or it's not. I agree.
That's it. This made me in the mood for tacos.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry now.
Listen, keep sending your emails. UUP@Betches.com. The Sunday special. We solved dating again. We did it.
As usual. We'll see you Wednesday.
Boom.
You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at You Up Pod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.